This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy. Tuesday, March 26th. And today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy, Jack.
The top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
Jack, one second. I'm just checking the numbers over here. The New York show is sold out, baby.
That's right. Our New York show is in 1 month. And we sold out in 1 week.
We're going to get Taylor Swifted over here, man.
What are we, Alicia Keys? We ought to upgrade the venue to Madison Square Garden to fit all the Eddies in.
We got a waitlist going in the episode description. In the meantime, Jack, I hope we can go to this show.
Oh, shoot. I didn't buy a ticket. Wait, did you buy a ticket?
I need to know a guy. Jack, what do we got?
For our first story, last week, Spotify quietly launched a TikTok-style vertical feed to browse podcasts.
Spotify is taking back what TikTok from them.
For our second story, we're covering the wild new car in China, the BYD Seagull, which sells for $11,000, and it's an electric car.
Instead of getting America excited, this thing has got our whole country freaking out.
And our third and final story, the new investing trend in venture capital is anti-mosquito startups.
Because there's big money in those bug bites.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
Fantastic mix of stories for a T-Boy Tuesday, Jack.
Over on the court, we're down to 16 teams remaining in the NCAA basketball tournament.
And your March Madness bracket is busted.
And because it's busted, Nick and I created a new bracket for you. We're excited to announce.
Jack and I whipped up a whole new idea. Jack, you've got the honors. What is our brand new March Madness bracket?
It's called the CEO Sweet 16. We found the most important companies founded by each remaining school.
Jack and I found the top company that each fan base can now boast about.
It's not the Sweet 16. It's the CEO Sweet 16.
It's not a basketball bracket. It's a business bracket.
Yetis, we have 16 teams left in the men's tournament.
So Jack and I whipped up the C-Suite Sweet 16.
Here are the 16 top companies founded at those 16 schools.
Jack, let's kick it off with the University of Alabama. The company founded there was Wikipedia.
Jimmy Wales. He's a Roll Tide guy.
Duke University. The company founded there, Coinbase.
Brian Armstrong went to Duke?
No, he didn't. The other guy did.
Oh, the other guy. Purdue, however, has the top guy at Orville Redenbacher. Orville Redenbacher himself.
Yeah, the popcorn company was founded at Purdue University.
Down in South Carolina, where Clemson is based, they boast about Hooters.
Hooters restaurant chain founded at Clemson.
But Nick, what does Elmo have to say about this whole sweepstakes?
Sesame Street was founded at the University of Arizona.
All right, let's move up to the number one seed. University of Houston. Number one seed in the basketball tournament. Not number one seed in technology anymore.
Compaq Computers founded at the University of Houston.
All right, Nick, you're a sweet tooth. You love Iowa State.
Iowa State, home of Russell Stover candies, chocolates, and candles. Not too shabby.
Now, this last one is wild. The co-founder of Tesla went to one of the universities still competing in the basketball tournament.
The University of Illinois, home of the co-founding of Tesla Motors.
Not the co-founder, the other co-founder.
But Jack, can you share our favorite one overall? What happened at the University of Connecticut?
Bob's Discount Furniture? Yeah, that's a UConn company.
That Bob's Discount, he's a Husky.
Yetis, to hear the other famous founders and the other companies from the remaining schools, head over to our Instagram.
Jack and I are whipping up the complete list of the CEO Sweet 16 at T-Boy Pod.
If you got a team still competing in the tournament, you have a company still competing in the tournament.
Because the Sweet 16 is exciting.
But the CEO Sweet 16 has equity.
Jack, we can watch Alabama play Duke.
Or we could watch Wikipedia play Coinbase. I prefer the latter.
We'll take that matchup. Jack, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. Start the show.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb be a host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. For our first story, Spotify just announced its newest feature. Education videos?
Education videos on Spotify. But we want to talk about Spotify's other launch that they didn't announce, Spotify TikTok.
Jack, comeback artist of the year. Who do we got, man? Who's getting the Grammy?
Spotify. The stock is up 40% so far this year, and it's doubled in the past 12 months.
Spotify's the new Mariah Carey. They got 600 million listeners. Not too shabby.
And since Spotify found its mojo, they just announced their newest product. Educational videos.
That's right, Yetis. The audio app Spotify just launched how-to DIY videos, and they're testing this in the United Kingdom right now.
It's taken up good space in the app. Like, there's a new tab called Courses if you open it up in the UK.
And if you do open it up, for all our British Yetis out there, if you're over there, open up your Spotify app, click Courses, and you're going to see a video that's like how to launch a song.
And another video, how to do graphic design.
It's basically learning anything, right, Jack?
Yeah, it's like any creative endeavor. You can watch a horizontal how-to video on the Spotify app. It's a little confusing.
Spotify thinks it's Professor Spotify.
That's it. This is like Masterclass meets YouTube meets LinkedIn Learning, but it's all in the Spotify app.
But hey, Daniel Eck, just because you're listening right now, Jack and I think you may have missed a huge opportunity here, don't we, man?
Because what's the original learning video that also included music?
How did Spotify not partner with Schoolhouse Rock? How did that not happen, Jack? Like, I'm just a bill, but for DJing.
But we actually think there's a bigger Spotify story here that wasn't announced last week.
Yeah, this next thing didn't get announced by Spotify, but they quietly rolled it out and we noticed it.
Spotify just launched TikTok, but for podcasts.
We call it Pod Talk. That's what we call it.
If you're listening to this episode on the Spotify app right now, go to the T-Boy page on Spotify.
Jump in T-Boy style here. Do you notice something different about our The Best One Yet page on Spotify?
There's a tiny hidden rectangle sitting right beneath our 4.8 star rating on the Spotify app.
Okay, Jack, actually, I got it up right now. I'm like holding it up to the camera and you can see next to that rating.
If you tap that.
Okay, I accidentally tapped it. I'm playing our podcast within the podcast, Jack.
If you tap that, you enter into a TikTok style vertical feed that immediately starts playing.
Boom, swipeable videos, quickly browsing our episodes, immediately starts playing. This is TikTok, but for podcasts.
TikTok must be using AI to find what they think is the most interesting part of each episode, so you can very quickly swipe from one episode to the next and get right into the action.
What do you and I think was the most interesting and surprising part about this entire feature?
It also low-key introduces a public follower count.
That's right, Yetis. For the first time ever, you can see the follower count of your top favorite podcasts.
So on our show, it shows there's 297,000 followers that we have on Spotify.
We basically got 300,000 Yetis and Besties out there just on Spotify following us. Thank you, Yetis and Besties.
You'll see the Bill Simmons Show has 400,000 followers. The New York Times Daily has 2 million followers. And Call Her Daddy has 4 million followers on Spotify.
But Jack, who is the biggest by far?
This is an absurd outlier. Joe Rogan Experience has 15 million followers on Spotify, which beats the number 2 by almost 4 times as many.
Okay, but Yetis, we digress. We went down a rabbit hole of followers. The bottom line here, Spotify just zucked TikTok.
And thank you if you followed us on Spotify.
And if you don't, now's a good time to do so. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies over at Spotify?
Spotify is taking back what TikTok took from them. Music discovery.
The best part about this feature isn't the vanity metric of the number of followers of a podcast.
The best part of this new feature is it helps people discover new podcasts quickly.
Well, Jack, and I think the natural next step for Spotify is to expand this TikTok-y vertical feed into music.
Right now, it's just for podcasts. It should also be for music.
Why? Because Spotify used to be the home of music discovery. That was the case like 4 or 5 years ago.
But TikTok stole that with their quick videos that you could swipe and their algorithms. New music trends, they happen first on TikTok, not Spotify.
But Spotify has the better music content. It has the better music data. And it actually has the legal permission from the record labels to actually have that music.
Oh, plus, Spotify's not at risk of getting banned nationwide.
Ah, too soon, Jack. Too soon.
So Spotify quietly launched a TikTok-style feed for podcasts last week. We think music should come next.
And that is how Spotify can TikTok take back music discovery. For our second story, there is one car company that is just terrifying car executives from Europe to the United States. Everyone is freaking out about this.
It's the BYD Seagull. China's BYD has an $11,000 electric car that can take down Tesla and everybody else too.
Yeah, it is. Earlier this year, actually January 3rd, right when Jack and I got back from winter break, Jack and I told you a story about BYD.
BYD is China's number one electric car company.
First surprise about BYD, Warren Buffett invested in them. Like 16 years ago, Warren invested in China's electric car company.
The bigger surprise about BYD, they sold more electric cars than Tesla last year. BYD is the number one EV seller in the world.
The reason BYD has gotten bigger than Tesla, Jack, what is it?
It's achieved the trifecta. Cheap cars, high quality cars, and profitable cars.
Yetis, the average electric vehicle in the United States is going to cost you a whopping $52,000.
BYD has a car called the Seagull. It's a four-seater that's about the size of a Chevy Bolt. It costs $11,000.
That's it, Jack. I've seen scooters that cost more than this BYD car.
BYD's flagship Seagull car, which holds five people, just like a regular car, costs one-fifth the price of a comparable EV in the United States.
And yet, is that very simple math is terrifying the CEOs of American car companies who are worried they just can't compete with that kind of a price tag.
Even Elon Musk predicted in January that BYD could, and we quote, demolish most car companies globally.
Sit down, stand up, and put it in neutral. Elon Musk, a man who's not afraid of Mars, is afraid of BYD.
And here's what you need to know about this new car, the $11,000 Seagull. It's smart, it's savvy, and it's subsidized.
The three S's. That's what you need to know about BYD. First, it's smart. This is a smart car. Actually, it's not a smart car. It was smartly designed.
Because my car that I currently drive, it goes up to 140 miles an hour.
Have you ever gone over 80? You can be honest with me. You ever gone over 80 of that thing, Jack?
Not in years, to be honest.
Well, the BYD car doesn't go over 80 because it can't go over 80 miles per hour.
Which means the motor is like half the size of a typical car, which saves the car a bunch of money and makes them set the price lower.
That's why it was a smartly designed car. They didn't waste time and money on resources to make the car go a speed you're never going to actually go.
The second S, this car was built savvy.
It was savvy because BYD actually began 30 years ago as a battery company for smartphones. They were making phones, not chassis back then.
They've been doing batteries for 30 years though. So they own their own mine that sources the materials for the batteries that power the car.
BYD is vertically integrated, and that keeps their costs low.
And finally, this one's key, BYD is subsidized.
BYD is I'm sorry, Jack. That was President Xi on the phone. He kind of disagrees with us on this one.
BYD denies that their cost advantage is due to the support and funding they get from the Chinese government.
But Yetis, let's be real here for a second. China has a long track record of subsidizing industries so that Western companies can't compete with them. China's government helps keep the prices low.
Add it all up, the BYD Seagull costs $11,000. It's high quality as an electric car, and it's profitable as an electric car.
Because the BYD Seagull is smart, it's savvy, and it's also subsidized. And Jack and I would love to test one out, except for our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at BYD?
This electric car sounds perfect, but you'll probably never be able to buy one.
Regardless of who becomes president in 2025, tariffs on Chinese cars seem guaranteed.
For the past 6 years, the U.S. has penalized certain Chinese-made products with tariffs if they come into the United States.
President Trump started the Chinese tariffs. President Biden kept those Chinese tariffs.
The goal of these Chinese tariffs? To protect U.S. jobs, because China's government unfairly keeps the prices of those products low.
Well, besties, now that BYD has gotten so big in China and is now the biggest electric car company in the world, it's expected to start exporting to the United States for the first time very soon.
But we don't think you'll be driving a BYD Seagull anytime soon.
No, we don't. And why is that, Jack?
Regardless of who's president in 2025, tariffs on Chinese-made cars seem guaranteed.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
And Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work. For our third and final story, there's a new trend in venture capital funding that Jack and I want to tell you about. Mosquitoes.
Big money is flowing into anti-mosquito startups, so we had to look into it.
Jack and I had to take a light and attract the mosquitoes so we could take a look at this industry.
I don't think mosquitoes are attracted to light. Are you thinking of moths?
I don't know what kind of mosquitoes you hang out with, Jack, but mosquitoes I hang out with like being able to see every now and then, man. But Jack, can you please whip out the National Geographic that is near you and tell us, what is the deadliest animal on Earth?
The hippopotamus. Shockingly, that kills the most people on Earth.
You would think, yeah, it kills a person every 3 days, but that is not the deadliest animal on Earth. What is it, man?
It's actually not even close. The real answer is mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, yetis. According to the CDC, the smallest animal out there is like the deadliest animal out there.
Can I share something with you, Nick? One of the companies we're going to cover in this story has this fact on their website. Half of humans who have ever lived died because of mosquitoes.
Yes, the mosquito weighs just 2 milligrams, and yet it causes 700,000 deaths every year.
It's not the bug bite that kills you. It's the diseases that they spread, like the bubonic plague back in the day and other diseases still today.
That is for 700,000 people a year. It's sad to say, but mosquitoes lead to diseases that are deadly.
And that's tragic. But for hundreds of millions of more people, they're just a pain. Especially in the summertime we're about to enter.
And yetis, this is bigger than just bites because ticks and bed bugs are also problems that are getting worse too.
Mosquitoes, the only animal that causes humans to slap themselves.
But yetis, all these bug problems, they've created a new market for solutions. A huge market.
According to Crunchbase, anti-bug startups have raised $40 million in the last few years.
There's big money in those bug bites.
$40 million isn't unicorn cash yet, but this is a noticeable trend we wanted to tell you about.
It is the mosquitoes. They started by buzzing, but the mosquito market for killing mosquitoes, it is starting to roar.
Now, here's what Nick and I found fascinating about this story. The surprising range of startups in the anti-mosquito space.
Because yetis, mosquito startups span industries now, from mosquito repellents to mosquito destruction, and there is a lot of technology getting involved.
The most recent fundraise in anti-mosquitoes was just last week. A company called Murphy's Natural raised $17 million for natural mosquito repellent.
Basically, this is a millennial branded version of a product we all already have, bug spray.
But the anti-mosquito movement is getting techie too. Like PestShare, This is a platform that just raised millions of dollars.
PestShare, it's basically the TaskRabbit of pest control, and they've raised money to help you browse top-rated local exterminators. It's like Yelp, but literally Yelp.
Because something just bit your neck?
Yeah, because something just bit you.
But Nick, this is where the story gets wild. Our buddies over at Diptera have bioengineered a new solution to try to exterminate the mosquito.
Okay, Jack, can we start with the wild fact that gives context on why this company exists and the whole business model?
The first wild fact is that only female mosquitoes bite.
The second wild fact is that female mosquitoes only reproduce once and then they never reproduce again.
So here's what Diptera is doing. They're flooding local environments with tons of sterile male mosquitoes. Male so that they don't bite you, and sterile so that they can't reproduce.
Basically fighting mosquitoes with mosquitoes. And by adding these sterile male mosquitoes to like your hometown, they reduce mosquito populations by 90%.
I wish my hometown would start a GoFundMe to get Diptera to come to our town for this summer. I mean, that would make everyone's lives way better.
I mean, we need more sterile male mosquitoes. I thought I'd never say those words, Jack, but here I am saying it. So yeah, a new market has emerged to battle bugs. It's more mature than you realized, and it leads to our takeaway. So Jack, what's the...
What the heck? Oh my God, we're everywhere. Everywhere, Jack.
Aren't you indoors?
I can't stop them. They're attracted to the light. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the mosquito industry?
Climate change is an industry, and it's way bigger than you think.
Ladies, when you think of industries connected to climate change, you think electric vehicles, you think plant-based meats, you think wind energy. Classics.
But, Nick, enough warming has happened that we're going to need to adapt no matter what.
And each year the world gets warmer, new products will be created to help us adapt. And we're seeing it with VC money flown in.
Well, last year we covered air conditioners. With record heat across the globe, more buildings are installing AC than ever before.
We also covered desalination. With record droughts, we're turning to ocean water to turn into drinking water.
And now we're covering mosquitoes. Because with record heat and dampness in the summertime, there's more mosquitoes than ever before.
Yeah, he's added it all up in air conditioners, desalination, mosquitoes. Climate change isn't just something happening to the world.
Climate change is becoming an entire massive industry. That's way bigger than you think.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
Spotify launched a TikTok-style vertical feed to discover podcasts.
Next, Spotify should expand this to music. Take back what TikTok from Spotify, music discovery.
For our second story, BYD's Seagull is an electric car selling for $11,000. It's freaking the U.S. and European car makers out.
Yeah, and it's scaring U.S. presidential candidates too. And that is why you may never drive one.
And our third and final story, anti-mosquito startups are sprouting up to address the increasing threat from mosquitoes.
Because climate change is now an industry, and it's bigger than you think.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza for the first time.
After vetoing previous resolutions, the United States abstained yesterday, letting this resolution pass.
This is the biggest public rebuke yet to Netanyahu's war strategy, as Palestinians continue to starve and suffer, and Israeli hostages remain in captivity with Hamas.
Second, the CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, is stepping down at the end of the year.
Boeing, they've been making headlines for making headlines this year, beginning with that door that fell off back in January.
Boeing desperately needs a change in culture, which often has to start at the top.
And finally, it's Adam Neumann. We knew that Adam wanted to buy back his old company, WeWork, and now we know the price, $500 million.
That's according to the Wall Street Journal. It would put a dent in his net worth, but he's probably found a lot of financiers to help him make that offer.
Jamie's ready. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by our buddy celebrating Holi over in across the world.
The Hindu holiday is celebrated in India, Nepal, Pakistan, and wherever the world's 1.2 billion Hindus live.
Now, it actually began yesterday with the last full moon of winter because this holiday celebrates the transition to spring.
But you see Holi before you hear Holi.
And that may be the coolest part about this holiday is that it is literally the most beautiful holiday we have ever seen.
Strangers and friends stand in the street to celebrate together, tossing colored flour at one another and then dancing after everyone's colored like a rainbow.
Oh, if you show up in a white t-shirt, you are not getting that white t-shirt back. You've got a dyed pink, yellow, and purple t-shirt, Jack.
It's tie-dye with every color of the rainbow.
So to all the Yeti celebrating Holly out there, you look fantastic. But Yetis, you are also looking fantastic. Jack, you are looking great too. You haven't itched yourself in a while. By the way, are you not a mosquito guy? Do they avoid you?
They all go to Alex. I'm standing next to like a human mosquito magnet.
So you let your wife get double the mosquito bites while you just kind of sit there.
I don't let her. It just happens. I'm not telling the mosquitoes go to her.
Seems like you're throwing her a little under the bus here. But Yetis, it's also T-Boy Tuesday, so head over to T-Boy Pod on Instagram and check out the Sweet 16 of CEOs. The CEO Sweet 16.
The top companies that every remaining team in the men's basketball tournament can boast about.
San Diego State, we hear you're fans of Jack in the Box.
If you know, you know.
Before we go, a happy birthday to Yeti Josh Minnis, who's celebrating over in London, England. Not too shabby.
And happy birthday to Wendy Figueroa in West Columbia, Texas.
And Sal Ruiz is celebrating a birthday down in Clute, Texas.
And happy birthday to Arvin Parko in Phoenix, Arizona.
And Marvin Fields is turning 61 years old in Detroit, Michigan. Have a marvelous day, Marvin.
And congratulations to Alessandra and Carolina from San Francisco. Their startup OneSkin just got a huge award.
OneSkin was just named a Fast Company Most Innovative Company of 2024. Celebrate that win.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Spotify.
So, Jack, what's the... Oh, my God. The eyes are everywhere. It's on my neck. Jeez, Jack, I can't get them off me. Oh, my God. Here's one.
Mosquitoes, they don't like crawl all over your body. They like bite you and then they're dead.
I know, but you know what? I kind of had a limited 10 seconds to consolidate a mosquito infestation. I can just sit here for 2 minutes while the mosquito like buzzes around my head. We need a little Hollywood magic.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.